Prabhunichananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Ki Govardhana Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. Mathura Dhamma Ki Jai. Navadvipa Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jai. Ganga Maya Jamuna Devi Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaura Premanandam. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vijay. Srimati Bhakti Virata Swami Nuti Namaya. Namaste Sarasvati Devi. Gauravani Pacharani Namaste Sasunivani Paskacharya Satanya. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnava Vamscha. Sri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Samsajitam. Sadhvaitam Sadhvajuntam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagunatam Sri Vishakam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So it's July 27, 2018, in Ljubljana, Slovenia, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3. Yamaraja instructs his messengers, text 20-21. So yesterday's verse was a very important verse, as is today's. And they're very much connected. Yesterday we had the very famous line. Anybody remember the first line of yesterday's verse? Very important. Like, it's really important, actually, the first line of yesterday's verse. Okay, it's actually, you should all memorize it. It's Dharmantu Saksha Bhagavad Pradita. That real Dharma comes from God. And then the rest of yesterday's verse said that. Who doesn't understand this? What was some of the lists that didn't understand? Yes. The Siddhas, even the Siddha Mukhyas, right? The chief of the Siddhas, who else?
Vidyadharas,
who else?
Charanas,
who else?
Rishis, Devas.
The Devas, yes, and?
Manush,
the human beings. So real religion comes from God. And nobody understands it. So then, as Prabhupada says in today's purport, well, if nobody understands it, what's the point? If you say real religion comes from God and nobody understands it, why have something that nobody understands? Right? Everybody get that? So today's verse is who understands it? And especially this first verse is very important. So if you want to know what verses to memorize from the Bhagavatam, at least the first line of yesterday's verse, which is what again? Dharmam tu shakshat bhagavad nitam. Good. And this first verse, who does understand? You know, the first line of yesterday's verse was very important because so many people will say, what is right, what is wrong? Yes? You can say, no, dharmam tu shakshat bhagavad nitam. God decides what is right and what is wrong. And how? And then somebody will say, well, how do we know? How do we know what God decides? That just removes the problem one step. You know, I don't have God here talking to me. How do I know? Where do I go for that answer as to what does God say? So this first verse is a list of the who? The Mahajanas. Yes. And these are the persons who know what it is that God is giving as real religions. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu.
Swayambhur Narada Shambhu.
Komara Kapila Manu.
Komara Kapila Manu.
Prahlado Janako Bhishmo. Balir Vyasakir Vayam. Now this is not such a hard verse to remember because it's all names. Right? Vayam means myself. Yamaraj is speaking about himself. Let's say that again. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu.
Swayambhur Narada Shambhu.
Kumara Kapilo Manu.
Kumara Kapilo Manu.
Prahlado Janako Bhishmo.
Balir
Vyasa Kirvayam.
So,
can anyone tell me who are these people? It's pretty simple. So, who are they? Who's Swayambhu? Could be Swayambhu Manu, but isn't.
Shiva.
Oh, Brahma.
Shiva is there. Brahma, why?
Self-born,
good. And the next one is? Come on, this is easy, folks. Next one is?
Narada.
Next one is?
Shiva.
Shiva, good. Next one?
Four
Kumaras. Next one?
Kapila.
Next one?
Brahma.
Now we have Manu. Swayambhu Manu. Next one? Okay, next one? Who's that? Who is that? Who is he?
Father Sita.
Father Sita. Next one? Bhishma. Next one? Next one? Sukadeva Goswami. And Vayam is? Who? Yamaraj. Okay. Vidashate Vignanimo. Dharmam Bhagavatam Bataha. Guyam Vishudam Durbodam. Gyam Gyatam Ritam Ashnute. So please chant. Swayambhu. Lord Brahma. Narada. The great sage Narada. Shambhu. Lord Shiva. Kumaraha, the four Kumaras, Kapilaha, Lord Kapila, Manahu, Swayambhu Manu, Prahladaha, Prahlada Maharaj, Janakaha, Janaka Maharaj, Bhishmaha, Grandfather Bhishma, Balihi, Bali Maharaj, Vyasakhi, Sukadeva the son of Vyasadeva. Vayam, we, Dwadasha, 12, Ete, these, Vijnanimaha, no, Dharmam, your religious principles, Bhagavatam, which teach a person how to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bataha, all my dear servants, Guyam, very confidential. Vishuddham. Transcendental, not contaminated by the material modes of nature. Durbodham. Not easily understood. Yam. Which. Netfa. Understanding. Amritam. Eternal life. Ashnute. He enjoys. Translation. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and I myself know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavad Dharma, or surrender under the Supreme Lord and love for Him, is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. It is very confidential and difficult for ordinary human beings to understand, but if by chance one fortunately understands it, he is immediately liberated, and thus he returns home back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna refers to Bhagavad Dharma as the most confidential religious principle, sarva guhyatamam guhyat guhyataram. Krishna says to Arjuna, because you are my very dear friend, I am explaining to you the most confidential religion. Sarvadharman prachaja mam ekam sharanam vraja. Prabhupada quoted in the previous purport as well. Give up all other duties and surrender unto me. One may ask, if this principle is very rarely understood, what is the use of it? In answer, Yamaraj states herein that this religious principle is understandable if one follows the parampara system of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, and the other standard authorities. There are four lines of the Siddhic succession, one from Lord Brahma, one from Lord Shiva, one from Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and one from the Kumaras. It's interesting, Lakshmi is not mentioned in this list. She's there? She's not there in the list, in the verse. The Siddhic succession from Lord Brahma is called the Brahma Sampradaya. The succession from Lord Shiva, Shambhu, is called the Rudra Sampradaya. The one from the goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji, is called the Sri Sampradaya. And the one from the Kumaras is called the Kumara Sampradaya. One must take shelter of one of these four Sampradayas in order to understand the most confidential religious system. In the Padma Purana, it is said, Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishpala mataha. If one does not follow the four recognized Siddhic succession, his mantra or initiation is useless. In the present day, there are many asampradayas or sampradayas which are not bona fide, which have no link to authorities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Kumaras, or Lakshmi. People are misguided by such sampradayas. The Shastras say that being initiated in such a sampradaya is a useless waste of time, for it will never enable one to understand the real religious principles. Swayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapilo Manu Pralado Janako Bhismo Valer Vyasakir Vayam Dwadashai Te Vijnaninmo Dharmam Bhagavatam Vamataha Guyam Vishudam Durabodham Yam Gnat Vamritam Ashkite. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhuva Manu, Pralad Maharaja, Janaka Maharaja, Grandfather Bhishma, Pali Maharaja, Sukadeva Goswami, and I myself know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavata Dharma, or surrender unto the Supreme Lord and love for Him, is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. It is very confidential and difficult for ordinary human beings to understand, but if by chance one fortunately understands it, he is immediately liberated, and thus he returns home back to God. So we talked about yesterday how it is essential, if we want to be happy, to understand Dharma. If I want to know how to use a piece of equipment, I have to know how it's supposed to be used, right? If I want to know how to use this body, if I want to know how to use this mind, if I want to know how to use the world, then I have to know how it's to be used. I have to have an instruction manual. Otherwise, I may not be able to take advantage of all of the features, or I may misuse it, and I'll not be very happy. Isn't that a fact? Right? Sometimes you see people who cook, but they don't know how to cook. Have you ever experienced this? Have you ever eaten food from people who don't know how to cook? Yes? So I was in a temple once where the cook was very proud that she didn't follow any recipes. And she hadn't any instruction in cooking. So she was like, I just make it up. But when we would go to take the prasadam, we were not very happy. Right? Another temple I was in once, it was a similar situation. And the cook made avocado halva. Imagine. And then she also made a sabji. Do you know what is plantain? Cooking bananas? Have you ever had cooking bananas? So she made a sabji with boiled cooking bananas, boiled plantain, boiled eggplant, and red cabbage, all boiled. It was just awful. I mean, basically you couldn't eat it, you know, you just like, oh, it was just abominable. So, and I remember being in another temple where instead of making halva with semolina or farina or suji, they made it with corn grits. Corn grits, it's kind of like a corn flour, but very coarse. No, it wasn't that. That's very fine. Corn grits they're very coarse. They're not fine like that. Yeah. Maybe it would have worked with that, I don't know, but this, it didn't work at all. They wouldn't absorb the butter. You know, so, and they remained hard. So the halva, it had this layer of butter on the top. You know, and then the grains were hard. So if people are going to cook, they have to learn the principles of cooking. You can't just go in the kitchen. I mean, you can, but it will be a mess. You shouldn't just go in the kitchen and say, well, I'm just going to make up my own way of cooking. Right? Or another example, I was in one country where this one Indian